Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, while all this nonsense, drama is going on with the Eagles this week, the Phillies are down in Dallas for the winter meetings, which are about to wrap up. So they've been there all week. Dallas. We know they signed Jordan Romano, the closer, or the relief pitcher, whatever, he'll be here. Late inning guy. But Hugh, that's been it. Phillies have been quiet on all other fronts, but it does seem like things might start to be picking up. Yesterday, Rob Thompson was on with MLB Network, and this seemed to me like damage control. Here is Rob Thompson saying, don't believe any of those rumors. We're not shopping Alec Boehm. Here's the manager.
Certainly, you've had a lot of talent on that team, the Kyle Schwarbers, the Trey Turners, the Bryce Harpers. When you look at someone like Alec Boehm, Topper, how would you evaluate his game?
Geez, he's really improved so much. You know, this is, and I know there's the rumors are flying all over the place. We're not shopping him, but people are approaching us on him, so you got to listen. But this guy has improved so much, not just physically but mentally over the course of the year, the 3-4 years he's been in the big leagues. Bobby Dickerson, who Buck knows very well, has done an unbelievable job with Alec, getting be better defensively. Throwing accuracy, glove action. He's really a good hitter because he does the things that I was talking about not chasing. He does get good pitches to hit. He uses the entire field. He makes contact. That's why he's so good hitting behind Harper, because he's going to put the ball in play with runners in scoring position. He's not going to strike out. You can pretty much book an RBI if Alec is at the plate with less than two outs and runner in scoring position.
Hugh, where do you put the FIB meter on that one? We're not shopping.
At high. Yeah. I mean, but you got to say that, and you also have to, you know, keep other teams interested. I think it was kind of interesting the way he said. He said, we're not shopping him, but people are calling. Mm-hmm. People are calling because they know you're shopping him. You know what I mean? But I think you're in a position now where people are calling, but the offers are not where you want them to be.
I think you're right. And I also think they realize now it might be a little more complicated to get another third baseman in here.
Mm-hmm.
So what if they don't have a contingency plan lined up, they may
have to walk it back.
Yeah, so Willy Adames was a name that came up a few weeks ago. He signed with the Giants last weekend before the Soto news broke, so kind of got lost in the shuffle. He got a lot of money from San Francisco. Another guy is Alex Bregman, right?
That was a name that was kicked around a lot.
Yes, but now teams that missed out on Soto, but everyone knows they got a lot of money, that might be the pivot. The Red Sox.
The price of the break went up for Bregman.
Exactly. So the Red Sox Astros are trying to, they want to bring him back in Houston. Red Sox are reportedly in on the Bregman thing, so I don't know if they're going to get Bregman. So they may be forced to walk back the Boehm thing, and maybe this is the beginning of that. There is one name I keep paying attention to, though, as maybe a potential fit for the Phillies. So last night, Hugh, Nolan Arenado, who at one point was probably the best third baseman in baseball, he slipped a little bit the last couple of years, doesn't hit as much as he used to, was once the best defensive third baseman. Again, he's probably in decline compared to what he used to be. He definitely is in decline. But the Cardinals have talked about rebuilding. I think they would trade him, and then he has a no trade, but last night this came out. This was reported. He has six teams he would waive his no trade for. One of those teams, Hugh Douglas?
Is us.
Is the Phillies. The teams are the Dodgers, Padres, Angels, Phillies, Mets, Red Sox. Few of those teams have third baseman already. I feel like there's a fit there. Arenado, he's not the player he once was, but Kyle, if they could trade Boehm and get a pitcher back, and they could get Arenado from the Cardinals, and maybe the Cardinals pay down some of his salary because he's pretty expensive, and they look like they're ready to dump him, I would take Nolan Arenado.
So you're saying a two-for-one?
Yeah.
Like, get a pitcher?
Get a pitcher for Boehm, and then trade something to get Arenado.
Okay.
Or just take him.
Okay, get a pitcher. I see what you're saying. Get a pitcher. Go out and get a pitcher for Boehm.
Right, get something for Boehm.
And then go get this guy.
Yep.
This is one of those like rare times, I think, in baseball where, to me, the money situation would matter a little bit. Mm-hmm. I don't want to overpay for a guy that might just end up giving me similar production to Alec Bohm, who's way cheaper, cost-controlled, younger.
So his numbers last year were Bohm-ish because he's declined. I mean, he used to be a 30 home run, 100 RBI guy. Last year he had 16 home runs, which is Bohm kind of numbers. But, you know, sometimes good players have down years, they bounce back. Like, but Arenado's been at a level Bohm's never been at his best.
Yeah, his ceiling is much higher.
I at first I heard this, I was like, Nolan Arenado, maybe he's cooked, but I don't know. If they pay down some of the money and they just want to dump him, I am interested at least on the surface.
Yeah, but this sounds like you're making a move just to make a move. And you're trading away a young guy just because you don't want it to be the same as it was last year.
Well, what if they've already determined they don't want Bohm here? Then they gotta figure, like, who's playing? I keep coming back to this. If Bohm's gone, who's playing third base?
Yeah, and it did sound like as soon as the season was over, that was the move that was going to be made. Yep. So now it's I don't know, Joe. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but it feels like at this point you're making a move just to say you made a move.
I agree. I will, like, if it feels as though they feel like there's no way Alec Bohm's coming back next year, then fine. I'm okay with this. Obviously, they need a third baseman. Arenado's, like we just mentioned, a high enough ceiling player. It's just a little bit underwhelming for me right now.
Yeah, I mean, if it was...
Yeah, with everything that we were...
It is underwhelming.
We basically had on the table, like, Bregman. I think Bregman was a name that had people somewhat excited. You know, the Soto thing didn't happen. So now it feels like you just want to do something. Not you, just saying the Philly, they just want to do something just to say they did something.
It feels feels more name power than substance, sort of like, not the contract, but sort of like the Trey Turner thing. Where they're like,
he's not the player he used
Trey
to be.
Trey Turner.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Now, again, I think part of it is if they pay down the contract, then it's like you're getting a player that used to be great for not that much. We'll see. But Arenado has the Phillies on his list he would go to. And we got Topper out there yesterday saying, we're not chopping Alec Bohm. All right, I don't buy it. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls right now. T in South Philly. What's up, T?
T.
T?
This one.
Not on you?
That's not on you. The moment was too big.
Let's go back to Kim. Now, Kim held on after Kyle muted her. Kim, what's up?
My fault, Kim.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Good. Hey, how you
doing? Be recorded.
Hey, Kim.
You know, little concerned,
obviously.
Excuse me. My take is, so we have an 11-2 team. Mm-hmm. We have the most compassionate, committed fan base in the NFL, and I think I speak from a lot of fans that we are definitely concerned with the drama that's happening. They're adults. They need to figure it out. It's a business. It's not personal.
So, Kim, I agree with you, but unfortunately it feels like there might be some personal stuff that, like, that's what Brandon was saying, then, right? We got to make sure we don't mix personal feelings and let it ruin business, which is obviously the business of trying to win games. I think you're right. I don't know what the issue is between those two, but they've got to figure it out.
Exactly. And the only way to do that is and have them talk it out. And if they can't do it that way, I don't care. Give them some boxing gloves. Let them.
Now you're up in speaking Hughes language.
Yeah, you got to have a come. That's a real come to Jesus moment.
Listen, I got two boys, and if you can't talk it out, get the gloves, go out back, do what you got to do, come back in different people, because this is no joke, man. We have the opportunity to go to the biggest game. We are grit. We can do it. All sides of the ball can do it. These two got to get it together, and that's it. I mean, it's not that difficult. I feel like it shouldn't be this difficult. Like,
it should. No, Kim, it shouldn't, especially when everything else is so good. Like you said, they're 11-2. They have an offensive line and a defensive line and good coaches. Like, it's all set up. Just figure it out.
Just figure it. Just put it behind you. Play ball. It's football.
Ain't that hard.
Throw him the ball when he's open. I do think Jalen's in his head a little bit over the turnover situation. So I do think he has a little bit to work. You know, he's got to get that figured out. But we got to get it done today, man. Monday is coming, and it's going to be here before we know it. And I think we rely a lot on Saquon Barkley. He's a beast. But again, you can't win a Super Bowl with just your run. You're not going to do that.
No, you need it all. You need the passing game, too. We appreciate it, Kim.